Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Doug McIsaac with Online for Offline, and on the phone today I have Jay Berkowitz. Jay is a senior online marketing professional. He's been at this for over 20 years. Worked in managing departments for Fortune 500 brands, including Coca-Cola, Sprint, and McDonald's Restaurant, and has done a lot of work with AT&T and with leading health and fitness websites such as eDiets. And he is the author of the 10 Golden Rules of Online Marketing workbook and the founder and CEO of 10goldenrules.com, a strategic online marketing and consulting business based in Boca Raton, Florida. Jay has spoken at almost all the important conferences. He's got a really, really long list here and really knows his stuff. He's got great material on his website at 10goldenrules.com. He's got some great videos to check out there and some awesome reports to download and also some the books to purchase as well. Now, today Jay and I are going to be talking about, you know, with the economy where it's at, we want to talk about 10 free and low-cost strategies for marketing in a recession. We're going to focus on a couple of them because we don't have time to really dig in on all 10, but he does have a report on his website you can download that has all 10 of them on it. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we dive into things, Jay?
No, just happy to be here, and thanks for having me, Doug.
You're very welcome. It is a pleasure. Just like you and I were discussing earlier, we get to being able to do these interviews. Like you said, you had interviewed Craig with Craigslist and Matt Cutts, wasn't it? You know, it's a lot of fun to do these interviews and meet people that you wouldn't meet otherwise. You know, virtually meet them at least. So, well, let's go ahead and jump in. And do you want to run through the top 10 and then start and talk? Just name the top 10 and then start at the top.
Sure.
Could we do that?
Yeah, we'll review and preview, or preview and then review.
Preview and review, there we go. Okay.
So we issued actually a press release called 10 Free or Low-Cost Strategies for Marketing in a Recession. And the first one is free traffic from search engine optimization. And there's nothing better than getting a qualified customer who's looking for your products and services. And they're actually actively searching for it, and they click on the left-hand side of a search, and they come to your site for free. So we'll talk about the basics of search engine optimization and a couple tips and tricks and tools you can use. And the next thing is creating a free offer on your website. And it's such a critical part of internet marketing, and so many sites I see miss that step. So you want to have a free offer that people can download, such as a white paper or a function they can use, and we'll talk about how to do that and how to execute it on the site. You want to measure the cost to acquire a lead, and it sounds basic, and a lot of people don't realize that there's a number of tools available, including, if you're running a pay-per-click campaign on Google or one of the search engines, many people don't have conversion tracking on that campaign. And you can also use analytics programs such as Google Analytics, which is free, and measure the cost to acquire a lead. And through different media, you can find out how many people are filling out your lead form. Or, of course, if you're selling something on the site, if you have an e-commerce tool or something like that, you can actually measure the cost to acquire a sale. The fourth one is to learn from the competition. So there's a number of free tools where you can actually see what your competitors are up to. And we look at tools like SEO Quake, which is a toolbar that sits on your browser. And it tells you the Google page ranking, how many links to a site. And we also look at a number of great tools like SpyFu. And SpyFu, S-P-Y-F-U, actually shows you what your competition is spending on pay-per-click and what ads.
SpyFu.
What
I love SpyFu. It is great.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can find out what keywords they're searching and what their ads look like. And another one we use fairly frequently is called Compete.com. Compete has a suite of competitive monitoring tools, including just looking at traffic, and you can graph traffic to your site and a number of your competitors' sites. So we reverse engineer a lot of the competitors' activities to find out what we should be doing. We also love Google Optimizer, and this is a free tool that allows you to do multivariate testing. And what that is you can test a page on your website, your homepage, or a specific landing page where you can send pay-per-click ads, And Optimizer lets you select a range of different images, graphics, headline titles, offers. You can even test the different button colors, you know, and you can test different words on your buttons like buy now, submit now, enter now. And Optimizer randomly serves all the different variables, and then it creates the optimized or best performing landing page. So this headline, this image, this button color, and this offer gets this many more leads or this many more sales. So Google Optimizer is a great free tool. We're going to talk a lot more about e-newsletters. It's a really, really critical part of Internet marketing, and it does so many things, and we're going to get into that in a little bit more detail. The seventh opportunity is creating a virtual sales force, and there's a number of ways to go about creating what most people call an affiliate program. And affiliates become your virtual sales force, and they'll promote your website, your products and services, in exchange for a small commission or finder's fee. The eighth strategy is engaging in social media. And depending on what your business model is, if you're a relatively small location like a restaurant or a retail location, and especially if you're targeting younger people, MySpace is a great way to start engaging in social media. Facebook is really good with the university crowd. And there's a great business-to-business social media networking site called LinkedIn. And if you aren't a member of LinkedIn and you're a business person, that's definitely the first one I recommend. Unless a whole bunch of people are inviting you to join Facebook, in which case you should join Facebook. And, you know, you probably want to join both of them. And then spend a lot of time in one or the other, whichever one seems to be the place where more of your business contacts are hanging out. The ninth opportunity we talk about is building your personal brand. And Doug, you and I are both, you know, working hard at that by doing things like blogs and podcasts and also building yourself up in the social media sites. Great opportunity to start carving out a niche for yourself, making a name for yourself, speaking at conferences. And building your personal brand is important if you have your own business, and it's equally important today given the current economy. Because, God forbid, you're the one who's laid off 3 months or 6 months from now. That's not the time to start building your network. The time to start doing networking and personal brand work is immediately today. You want to start building up your list of contacts in Outlook. Get everyone you know properly diarized and have a backup of all your contacts. And, you know, in Outlook and LinkedIn and Facebook, start doing things for other people. You know, good networking, good personal branding is building up some points in the karma bank, if you will, and answer people's questions on LinkedIn and, congratulate people when they do new things on Facebook. And, you know, be out there commenting on blogs and participating in online communities and building your personal brand so that, you know, God forbid 3 to 6 months from now you really need to call in some favors from people. You'll have a lot of karmic favors out there in the universe. And the final one is something that we call web-optimized public relations, or SEO PR. And we'll get into that in a lot more detail as well.
Yeah, that's a really powerful one. So we decided that was one we're going to dig in quite a bit. So that'll be great. Should we go ahead and talk a bit about search engine optimization and, you know, kind of the basics that everybody needs to know? Maybe a couple of advanced tricks?
Okay, sure. So most folks have probably heard this, but you know, some people try and get confused because there's over 100 different component parts to Google's mathematical algorithm that determines whether you go on page 1 or page 1,000 when someone searches for your products and services. And so it's very easy to get confused by, you know, something that might be 70th or 80th in importance in the algorithm. And no matter which expert you talk to, including many of the experts at Google, and by the way, I'm going to refer to Google a lot of times because over 65% of all searches are done on Google. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 billion searches conducted each month now. And Google's about 65% of the market share in North America. It's as high as 85% of the market share in Latin America and many other countries around the world. So with the exception of China, where there's a big competitor, and I think Korea, where there's a big competitor, you know, Google's really the big player, certainly in all the English-speaking markets. So if you design your site for Google, Generally, the strategies we're going to talk about are going to work exceptionally well on Yahoo and MSN. So the first strategies for search engine optimization, or the two most important things in that mathematical algorithm, are number one, the content on your site, and number two, or number one, depending who you ask, the links to your site. And really, if you get those parts right, you're probably 60 or 70% of the way there to succeeding in the search engines. So let me talk a little bit more about what I mean by that. The content on your site is simply the words, primarily the words on your website. And if you have a strategy of adding content to your site on a regular basis, featuring keyword phrases that people will be searching for your products and services, you'll be in really good shape on that side of it on the search engines. So a simple strategy is saying, Matt Cutts, who's the top engineer at Google who speaks at all the search conferences, and he's kind of like the face of Google in a lot of ways to the search engine community. Matt Cutts has a saying, and he says, an apple a day is the best strategy. And what he means by that is an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is the old proverb for keeping yourself healthy. But adding a page of content every day to your website is a very successful strategy for improving the performance of your website in the search engines. So if you just said, you know, and obviously not everyone, you know, can do a page every day on their website, but even if you said, I'm going to write an article every week and add that article to my website, and an article is just a general term that most people understand, but really you're just adding a page of content, because a new page on your website of 400, 500, 600 words, that new page contains target keyword phrases that you're looking to come up for in searches on the search engine. And so the easiest way to make that happen is add those phrases two or three times to each page that when you're writing a new article or a new page of content. The sort of advanced version of that tip, there's a couple great tools. One of them is called WordTracker.com, and the other one is called Keyword Discovery. And those tools will allow you to see how many times in an average 24-hour period different people search a keyword phrase. So, for example, when we do research on our business, we found the phrase search engine optimization is searched, according to WordTracker, 2,208 times in an average 24-hour period, the phrase search engine optimization. Now, our company does search engine optimization, so we'd like to optimize for that phrase. However, there's 94,400,000 competing websites that have the phrase search engine optimization on their website. So even though the phrase is searched over 2,000 times, it's got 94 million competitors. So we look for other phrases that are highly searched but not that highly competed for. So for example, the phrase search engine optimization companies Florida is searched 22 times a day, but there's only 24 competing sites. So that phrase becomes much more effective in search engine optimization because we're only competing with 24 other sites to come up on the first page of Google for that phrase. So that would be the advanced version of that tip. Yeah. Doug, are you getting a bunch of scratches on your side of the line?
I'm not, but it's probably coming from my side. I'll move my mic around here.
Okay.
Is that better?
Great. Yeah, I don't know if you were moving and it was rubbing against something, but it hopefully wouldn't be great for folks on the recording.
No, it wouldn't. I apologize. Okay.
Okay. That sounds a lot better. The first piece of the puzzle is getting the words on your site that people are searching for. And the advanced version is being selective and finding word phrases that people are searching for that aren't that competitive, meaning other websites don't have that exact phrase, and you're not competing with 94 million other pages on the internet. And you know, you really, if you're just starting out with this, don't overthink it. Just write an article once a week and add it to your website, an article that's valuable and helpful to your customers and prospects, and you'll benefit tenfold. The second piece of that puzzle, as I mentioned, is getting links to your site. And really the reason that's so important, and the young guys at Google, identified the linking algorithms, and that's really what differentiated Google from every other website, every other search engine that came before it, because there were a bunch of other search engines that came before Google. And what they said is, you know, every other web search engine can read the words on the pages and can list all the websites that have the words that someone searched. But they wanted a way to figure out who deserves to be on the first page of a search result and who should be on page 1,000 of a search result. There's typically 10 search results per page in a search. So what the guys at Google figured out is they are going to give points in their algorithm. If another website, a webmaster, takes the time to put a link on his website, to link over to your website, they're going to give you points in that algorithm because obviously there's something important at your website that justifies that link coming over to your website. So, for example, a site that has, you know, lots and lots of links, it's not only the quantity of links, but also has other important websites linking to their site and other relevant websites linking to their site, gets more points in the mathematical algorithm. For example, if you get a link from a .org, a .edu, a university, or a .gov, a .gov, those have more points in the mathematical algorithm than just a link from a blog that anybody could set up. So what you want to do is, you know, a couple things. The first thing is back to the first step, which is have great content on your website. If you have great content on your website, other people are naturally going to link to it. If you come up with a great, great article on your industry every single week, other people are going to link to your website. They're going to say, you know, read this article. This is really interesting the way this person analyzed our industry. And bloggers and other websites are going to start naturally linking to your website. And that's the most valuable type of link to get because it's naturally occurring and it comes from an important, relevant website. The second thing you can do is go out and get listed on a bunch of directories. And the biggest, most important directory in the world is something called the Open Source Directory. And the Open Source Directory was the first original directory that Google and the other search engines originally modeled themselves after. That's free, and you can just submit to the Open Source Directory, and it's run by a bunch of volunteers, so it might take 3-6 months for that volunteer to review your website. There's a number of paid directories. Yeah, SEO Moz, it's also called. There's a number of other paid directories, such as Yahoo and Best of the Web and All the Web, ExactSeek, and you can go out to those directories. Yahoo is free, but we recommend paying their small listing fee, which is $299. Because they won't review your website likely for a long time. So if you pay the $299, someone will review your website within a week and add you to their directory list, and then you'll get a link from Yahoo, which is the number one site in the world according to Alexa. So, you know, just to quickly review those basics is, number one, add a lot of words to your site by way of adding new pages and articles to your website. And number two, do whatever you can to get other sites to link to your site. For example, I never give out my company name as 10 Golden Rules. I always give our company name as http://www.10goldenrules.com. If I'm ever speaking or if anyone's ever quoting me or something like that, I want to make sure I get a live activated link to my website wherever I can.
So, one of the things that you said in there that I think a lot of people go over because they're always looking for that trick. And one of the things that you said is say something worth telling your friends about. You know, write good material that people want to link to and they want to let other people know about. And that's not a trick. That's fundamental. You know, that's one of the things that, go ahead.
Let me jump ahead to what we call the sixth low-cost strategy, and that's adding a newsletter, an e-newsletter to your marketing tactics. And the reason that's so valuable is because if you instill in yourself or your organization the discipline, we're going to write an e-newsletter every week or we're going to write an e-newsletter every month, you want to add that newsletter article or two or three articles to your website first. So if you add that article as a page on your website, you've now done exactly what we talked about earlier in terms of adding SEO content to your website. So having a regular e-newsletter program, whether it's weekly or monthly or even quarterly, at the very least, you're adding two or three articles to your website on a regular basis. Now, that's just step one. You're going to add that article to your website. Then you're going to email it out to your list of customers and prospects. And you're going to you only need to show the first paragraph of that article, because normally you want to bring people back to your website, because it's on your website where you can sell things or get leads or talk about your business. So ideally, you send out only the first paragraph of the newsletter article, and if the person wants to read more, they click off the email and come back to your website. So the first thing that the e-newsletter did is it gave you the discipline to add content to your website. The second thing is every time you send it out, you stay top of mind and bring people back to your website. The third thing is it's a reason for people, when they come to your website, to opt in to receive your e-newsletter. So it becomes an opportunity to capture leads on your website. Most people, when they first come to a website, they aren't ready to buy. They're just in that research mode. And they might be willing, if they're interested in a topic, like on our website we have a free e-newsletter on internet marketing tips and tools and strategies. So the first time they start looking for an internet marketing company, they might sign up for our free e-newsletter. But over time, when they read about seminars we speak at and conferences we do, and they read, you know, customer testimonials and stuff like that, maybe down the road they would decide that we might be an option for them as far as internet marketing. So having that on your website is another great way to get leads. And then there's another great advanced trick, which is syndicating your articles. And there's a great website called eZine Articles. It's in the top 500 most highly trafficked websites, according to Alexa. So it's a very, very popular website. And what they do is you submit your articles to eZine Articles, and they make your articles available free of charge to anyone who wants to copy your article and add it to their website. The benefit of that is they must contain your byline and a link to your website if they use your article. Now, the obvious question, Doug, I'm sure you know why other people would want to use your articles.
Right.
Because they're looking for content, right? A lot of people don't have the discipline to write content, but there's a lot of websites who are just going to go on eZine Articles, and they're going to add an article every day. You know, and you could add that to your mix of SEO development, where you just add an eZine article every day and write one new one every week. Now, the benefit of writing unique content is, you know, when you write your own words, it's more beneficial, because the first place Google reads an article is the one that they're going to show in the search result. But the discipline of adding content on your website, when people come to your website, then there's a bunch of great articles there, and they might bookmark your website, or they might subscribe to your e-newsletter, because now they're aware of your website and they're aware of your brand. So when someone picks up your article and adds it to eZine Articles, it's very beneficial, because they must contain a link to your website. And as we know earlier from search engine optimization, you want lots of other insights linking to your site, A. And B, when people find that article on their website and there's a link to your website, you could get a real person to your website, not just the link benefit that helps in the search engines. You get real traffic for a qualified lead over to your website. So the sixth strategy that we talked about, and the second one we broke down, is e-newsletters. They're so beneficial because it gives you that discipline to add the content to your website. You add the content to your website first. You email it out to your prospects and your customers on a regular basis. A lot of them will forward it to a friend, so you make it easy and have a forward to a friend or send to a friend button with each article, because, you know, people who are into internet marketing, in my case, might know other people who are into internet marketing. They might forward that article. And you want to also syndicate those articles out to eZine Articles and other syndication sites, because other people will pick up your articles. They'll put a link to your website, and you'll get traffic to your website and the search engine benefits as well.
That's great. Yeah, the e-newsletters are very powerful, and that's really good advice to use it to get yourself in the discipline of adding to your website. That's really good advice. I know a lot of people will try and get stuff on their website and then scramble to get a newsletter done and then not really get either one done. By combining them this way, that's really a smart way to do it.
One of the other tips that a lot of people don't know about, and it's so easy, there's a couple great websites. One of them is called Elance. and the other one's called guru.com, G-U-R-U. And there's a number of great copywriters out there who for, you know, $100 or $200 would write you a couple newsletter articles. And depending on the size of your budget, if you're a small business, you're going to have to probably do it yourself. Or you could engage, you know, a local journalism student who just wants stuff for their portfolio. Or you can pay a guru or an e-lancer, and they'll write great content for you. They'll research it, and you can give them a guideline, and you can give them some keyword phrases to focus on, and then they'll write the great content for you.
That's a great way to go. I've done a lot of work with people that I found on Elance. I've had hundreds of articles written by people off of Elance. And,
awesome.
You know, you have to be a little careful about the quality you get. And you know, if you pay $10 for an article, you're going to get what you pay for. You want to spend some time and find some people that you really like and focus on using one or two or three providers that give you consistently good quality. That's what I found.
Yeah, that's exactly what we found too. That you get a couple people who are great, they're reliable, they're consistent, they meet their deadlines, their content's always good, and you just sometimes you can also cut a deal with them and say, you know, hey, I'm going to give you 5 articles every month. What, you know, can you give me a break on the price?
Right, which would be about what somebody would need for a newsletter. You know, if they're doing 2 newsletters a month, they have an outsourcer do half to two-thirds of the articles for them, and they write a couple of them themselves. So that's all you need.
You're good to go.
Yeah, you would be. All right, now we want to talk about web-optimized PR.
There was one more that we were going to go into detail first, and I'll just do that quickly, which is creating a free offer on your website.
That's right.
So, you know, I think you said that a lot of people on this call already have a pay-per-click campaign going on Google. And a lot of people miss this simple step. And there's a great, great book that I recommend on web design. And it's by a guy named Steve Krug, K-R-U-G. And it's called Don't Make Me Think. And the reason I love that book is because, like, if you really drill web design and the simplicity of usability, making a site easy for people to use, if you drill it down to the most basic thing, that's it. Don't make me think. You know, when I come to your website, when I click off a Google search, I want to find what I'm looking for easily and quickly. And I don't want to have to try and labor and read all this stuff and click on all these links and do all these searches. So if you make it very obvious on the site what it is that you want people to do, if you have a really nice big box and it says, you know, get a free industry report and a free e-newsletter all about this industry, and it's in a nice big box, and it's on the right-hand side of the site, and it's a little bit towards the bottom of the screen. You never want it below where people would see it on the first screen. You know, people are a little bit like sheep, and we all are. You know, when you come to a website, you don't want to have to think that much, right? Don't make me think. So just make it really, really clear what it is you want them to do, and make that proposition seem extremely valuable. And by the way, when you write that free report or have that free brochure, that free download, make it really, really great. You know, this is the one where you actually spend a few dollars and, you know, engage in a professional writer and a little bit of design and make it, you know, relatively simple and make it seem like an extremely valuable proposition. You know, either include some industry research that you've done or, I always write things in tens, so, you know, 10 free or low-cost strategies for marketing in a recession, the 10 golden rules. We have an excerpt of our book, the first chapter in the introduction, available free of charge on the website. And it's something we often call in the industry an ethical bribe. So, you know, I'm ethically saying to you, hey, I'm bribing you a little bit. If you give me your first name, your last name, and your email, I'll give you, this free report, the 10 free or low-cost strategies for marketing in a recession. Or if you download the first paragraph and the introduction to my book, I'm going to give you the option of signing up for my e-newsletter free of charge. And so what we're saying is ethically we're saying, hey, you know, this is a little bit of a trust thing. I'm going to give you this free information, but I'd just like you to give me your first name, last name, and email. And by the way, here's my privacy policy, and I'm going to never give away your email. I'm going to respect your privacy. And I'm only going to send you my e-newsletter if you ask for it, which is, you know, can spam law anyways. So what you've done is you've put an offer in a prominent place, very easy for the consumer to see, very obvious there so that they can click on it and download it, and you're building your leads. So it's really, really critical, A, that you have this free offer on your website so you're building your leads as people come to your website, and it's equally important as well that you start to measure the cost to acquire a lead so that you understand exactly, if you're doing pay-per-click, what percentage of the people come to the site become a lead or obviously buy something if you're selling something on the site, if it's an e-commerce site. But what percentage of the people become a lead, and how much does it cost you on the pay-per-click side or with other advertising to get that lead? And so once you know that number, then you're able to refine your marketing and always try and lower that number or beat that number with different tests, offers, and programs.
That's great. That's it's one of the basics, but a lot of people miss it. They just put up a 7 years ago, you could just put up a box and say, get my newsletter, and people would fill it out. But that isn't how it works anymore. People are getting stingier and stingier with their email addresses and with their time. So you need to provide something of value to get them to get it from you.
Exactly. And the other thing is, if you make that really great, like if you really, you get all your top heads in your company to sit down and write a phenomenal report on your industry and really give away a lot of really great content, make it free of charge. Well, sure enough, a lot of people who find that are going to link to it, particularly bloggers and people like that. They're going to say, if you want to read the definitive report on search engine marketing, go to this website. You build your links, which is back to the importance from a search engine optimization perspective.
That's good, and especially for people like us that provide services, it's great for us to put material out there telling people what they need to do and when we're willing to do it for them. It's
exactly.
Great to put that because people want to know what they need to do, but they don't necessarily want to do it.
Yeah.
So that works out very well, very, very well for us. All right, well, let's jump down to web-optimized press releases.
This is really the hottest tactic right now. And it's been that for well over a year. And essentially what it is it's combining everything we talked about from search engine optimization with the old-fashioned practice of public relations. And I would argue that, a successful press release today gets picked up on the first page of Google, which is equally important to getting picked up, or maybe even more important to getting picked up on, your local newspaper or something like that. Because, I've been fortunate to be covered in the newspaper a couple times recently, and it's great. We got in the Wall Street Journal, and we had a flood of, calls and leads and a speaking opportunity and stuff like that. But, typically after a week or two, that dies down, and there's probably one or two of those articles that someone cut out, and it's sitting on their desk somewhere, and I'll get a call again a year from now. But for the most part, that's a bit of a one-hit wonder. If they cover it in the web portion of their website, it's great because you get a link from an important website. But for the most part, that comes and goes very quickly. However, if you use our strategies for web-optimized press releases, you're going to get a link on the first page of Google, and it's going to stay there for a long, long time. And I want to differentiate this strategy with just putting out a wire press release. Because typically, if you put a press release out on the newswire, it many times will get to the first page of Google, but it comes down after 30 days. The strategy we're talking about is more of a long-term approach. So let me go through 10 steps to doing a web-optimized press release and how you can get a link for the long term on the first page of Google and the other search engines. So the first step is coming up with an idea. And there's two ways you can do ideas for web press releases. Number one is if you have news. And obviously, if your company's launching a new product or if you get selected to an industry board of directors, anything that's relatively substantial and newsworthy and more like old-fashioned PR, you can do one of these web-optimized press releases. The second way to come up with the idea is simply to select a keyword phrase that you would like to target in the search engines and build a press release around that keyword phrase. So, for example, Doug, you're an internet marketing consultant. You could look for a keyword phrase like, strategic internet marketing consultant, something a little bit longer than the short phrase that's going to have less competing websites. And you could say, internet marketing consultant offers free ebook on search engine strategies. You know, so it's not world-breaking news. It's not going to get picked up in the New York Times. It sounds newsworthy. It is newsworthy. You just wrote a new e-book. You spent a lot of time on it. You engaged a professional e-lance writer to smooth out the grammar and whatnot and make it read really well. You professionally designed it. It's available for free download on your website, and you made that available free of charge. So you make it sound like news, and you target that keyword phrase. So the first step is coming up with that idea. The second step is picking the keyword phrase, and you probably want to pick two or three phrases exactly the same way we recommended for search engine optimization. You want to pick two or three phrases that you're going to target in that press release. You want to get the main phrase in the headline of the press release. You want to get the secondary phrase in the subhead, if you can, the subheadline of the press release. And you want to include all three phrases two or three times throughout the press release. A typical press release is going to be 400, 500, 600 words. And you want to include that main phrase in the first paragraph, the middle of the press release, and the bottom of the press release. So now what you've done is you've made that phrase very important for the press release. So the third step is writing your headline, including those keyword phrases. The fourth step is writing the press release, incorporating the keyword phrases throughout the body of that press release. Now, the fifth step is probably the most important and differentiates old-fashioned PR from the new PR that we're talking about. And that step is adding the press release to your website first. It's absolutely critical for this strategy that the first place Google reads this press release is on your website, not on the PR Newswire site, and not on Yahoo or one of the other websites that's going to pick up your press release. So if you add the press release to your website, create a new unique page on your website, link to that page from the press section of your website, you could call it press, or you could call it news, and link to that unique page on the website, and then you want to add the meta tags on the website as well. And we didn't talk about that. That's a little bit more advanced search engine optimization. But the very basics are having a title tag, a description tag, and a keywords tag. These are meta tags. Your webmaster should know what they are if you don't know what they are. And include the keyword that you're targeting in the press release in the meta tag title of the page. And the simplest way to do that is just use the title of the press release as the meta tag's title. So the meta tag's title appears at the top of your page in the gray bar. We don't even notice it anymore. It's kind of grayed out. We used to look at that as the title of websites. It used to be more prominent on the browser, but now it's really secondary. But the search engines still look at that meta tag's title. So the sixth step is add the title to your meta tag's title. The seventh step is we like to link to the press release from a blog. Typically, blogs are indexed very, very quickly, meaning they're read very frequently and quickly by the search engines because blogs are updated much more frequently. So if you have a blog, great strategy to link to that exact page on your website where the press release is resident. And by linking to that page, you're going to speed up Google and the other search engines indexing or reading and recording the words on that page into their mega computers. The eighth strategy we use is pinging the blog. And what that means is if you register your blog in an RSS reader or a My Google or I think it's called iGoogle or My AOL, if you call that up on your BlackBerry, call that up on your computer, it's going to read your blog. It's going to read the most recent blog. And in effect, what you're doing is you're forcing Google and the other search engines to follow that link and read the page on your website, and they will index that page. So once again, your goal with this tactic is to get that page read by the search engines before you put it out on the newswire. You want the first place that Google registered that unique set of 500 or 600 words that's never been written in that format before. You want it registered on your website first. So you add it to your website, you link to it from a blog, and then you ping that blog and make sure the blog was read in iGoogle. And then the ninth step, and it's amazing because most PR companies will write a press release and then release it on the newswire. So it's a little bit more work because we put eight steps in between there. But the ninth step, you're going to put it on a wire service. So there's the two old-fashioned wire services, PR Newswire and Business Wire, They're both pretty good today at getting picked up in the search engines, but typically those releases cost $400, $500, $600 or more. A PR web press release for $80 is very effective at getting picked up in the search engines. So if you go to prweb.com, you can set up an account, and with a credit card, you can release a press release for $80, and it's generally very, very effective at getting picked up by Google and the other search engines. So you add the press release to this wire service. You don't need a PR agency. You don't need anything more than $80 on a credit card. You can, you know, it says what's the title, and you put in the headline of the press release. What's the subtitle? You put in the subheadline of the press release. What's the body copy? You copy and paste it into their form. It's very, very easy online to use. There's a couple more things they ask you for, like the region you're targeting and any keywords you want to target. So you just put the main keyword phrases that you're targeting in that box. And then you submit the press release. And PRWeb's going to release it, I believe, 48 hours later at 3 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, if you've properly added the press release to your website and gotten that web page indexed, and then add the wire release, generally you're going to just sit back and wait for step number 10. And step number 10 is just reviewing the results and, you know, sort of recording exactly how the press release performed. PRWeb and the other wire services all have a pretty good tool for looking at the performance of the press releases. So really those are the 10 steps to web optimizing a press release. We do it over and over again, and generally one or two of the phrases we targeted in the press release get on the first page of Google.
And does that get your page on the first page, or does it get the PR web page on the first page, just out of curiosity?
Well, that's the beauty of it. I mean, it gets your page. I mean, I'll do one right now and just see if we're still there. I think we targeted keynote marketing presentation in a recent press release. If I'm lucky, it works. Yeah, it works. So Googling keynote marketing presentation, we come, at least on my Google, comes up number one and number 1A. If Google really likes a press release or a website, they'll give you two results. Did you get the same result?
I did get the exact same result. Yep.
Yeah.
One and 1A.
The reason I ask is because Google is starting to do a personalized search. So the results I see and the results you see are not going to be the same forever.
Whenever they've asked, I try to opt out of that.
Just so
for our business, we don't want that.
We want to see what the majority of people are seeing for now.
Right. If they continue along this path, we're going to have a separate machine set up that doesn't have any patterns to it, so that we can check stuff for our clients, because we have patterns that are not normal patterns.
Yeah.
Of searching. You know, you and I probably have very similar searching patterns. We're looking up a lot of the same subjects, which would certainly influence our results. So we'll see how far they get with that. I know they're getting the focus on local has really been fun to watch, and that some of the changes they're doing with that is going to be real interesting to watch over the next couple of years.
Yeah,
as well.
It's very advantageous for local businesses.
It is, and that's a lot of my work is with local businesses. And I'm actually working on building a series of directories here throughout Montana. We've got just a little over a minute left, Jay. That was a great presentation. I mean, your detail is amazing. You can definitely tell that you've done a lot of these presentations as we were discussing on the phone prior to the call. And the detail is awesome. Really, really good material.
We're going to cover some of the newest stuff, and there's one I absolutely have to share with everyone before we wrap up.
Okay, fire away. You got 60 seconds.
This is an amazing site. You've got to check it out. It's called helpareporterout.com, and it's Harrow. It's being known as Harrow. And it's a guy named Peter Shankman. He's a PR expert out of New York. And essentially he's making media leads available free of charge 3 times a day. So this morning I got an email from Peter, and there was about 25 different media leads. Experts, you know, journalists from full major publications to, you know, blogs and whatnot, including yourself, who are using,
yes, that's true.
That this is where we met, right, on Harrow.
It is,
and
yes.
They're looking for experts for media interviews. So you've got to check out, help a reporter out, Peter Shankman. Just Google help a reporter out and sign up for the email, and you get 30 media leads 3 times a day. An amazing new tool.
It is an awesome tool. I got so many responses. It was ridiculous. 150 responses, 200 responses I think I got from my...
Well, thanks for picking me. I'm glad I got the opportunity, Doug.
It was a good pick, I believe, Jay. It was definitely a good pick. This is a fun call and a lot of good actionable advice for everybody on the call to actually take and do something with. And I like calls like that, that a little bit of theory and a lot of practical, tactical information. That's what I prefer. Something people can go and people can go out and actually work with.
Well, we have a lot more stuff on our website at 10goldenrules.com, a blog, a newsletter, a podcast, and I look forward to connecting with anyone online.
That'd be great. And I will email out, I'll email my list as well, the information when I get this posted on my site.
Awesome.
I'll get 100 or so people downloaded off my website after the call. And as well as the ones that get it online, and I will be pushing all these out to podcast directories as well. So you'll be getting some more push out there as well.
Thanks so much. I love it.
Yeah, this is great. I appreciate it, Jay. I might we're actually not streaming anymore.
Oh, okay.
So we can say whatever we want now.
Normally it does the blog talk radio.
Yeah, well that's what I. Yeah, it's normally does,
did
and
you
I'm
hear
like,
it or maybe we have.
No, I didn't. Well, it says we're not streaming anymore, so.
Okay.
But I think we're in good shape. No, this is a pleasure, and I will. I might track you down on LinkedIn and connect with you there, and I'll send you any follow up questions I get from anybody. I'll forward to you as well.
Okay, great.
This is great. Thank you very much, and you have a great afternoon.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.